Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, social networking world, ready or not, we bring to you Socially Yours, featuring Jameel Wilbon. Socially Yours is a show that shows you how to monetize social media for your business. Socially Yours airs 12 noon Eastern Time with your host, Jameel Wilbon, brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Socially Yours. This is Jay, your host, and I have a wonderful treat for you all today. I have my friend, Connie Osselbrook. Connie, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Well, let me tell you guys a little bit about Connie. She actually has put together an app that can save your life. No joking. I'm going to let Connie explain it to you all, so that you'll have a better understanding. You know, it always is better coming straight from the horse's mouth. So, Connie, go ahead and tell me a little bit about your My Personal 911 app.
Okay, My Personal 911 app is pretty much an emergency app. It was created because I wanted to give people the immediate response when someone is perhaps missing, or in case you want to know of an emergency that's in your immediate area. So what happens is, I give you a scenario. Say if you're in the grocery store and your child becomes missing. You go, you say, I gotta find my child, where's my child? The next app is you go to the manager and tell them that your child is missing. They do a broadcast. After that, if you can't find your child, you go ahead and call the law enforcement. So after that, law enforcement, they get there, they get your information, they deem if you're going to be on the Amber Alert or not. But the time that it takes for you to start looking for your child and the time that it takes law enforcement to start looking for your child is the time that I'm trying to cut down. So with my app, if you push that button, that alert button, is going to immediately send out that signal and let other people that have that app know that someone is missing. So you don't have that time gap.
Okay. So let me see if I understand this correctly. Mm-hmm. Scenario-wise, I have a missing child. I alert whomever is around me at the time, and before I can get any assistance, you're saying that I would have to go through the role of calling the police and them actually finding out whether or not I have an issue, and then so on and so forth. But with your app, it's immediate.
Correct.
I'm going to play devil advocate a little bit here. What is the difference between My Personal 911 and the Amber Alert?
Wonderful question. The Amber Alert, pretty much, you have to fall into a certain guideline for you to be on the Amber Alert list. You have to be 17 and under. You have to be deemed as kidnapped. You have to be in grave danger of your life. And once you get law enforcement, get all of that information, they still have to decide on whether to put you on the Amber Alert or not. Yes.
Okay, to put you on the what?
On the Amber Alert list or not. They still have to decide, after they gather all of that information, if you're deemed appropriate to be on the Amber Alert list.
Interesting. So my next question to you is going to be, how in the world did you come up with My Personal 911 app?
Well, it's been in my head for a while now. I tried to do a program called Update Your Photo, and that was a program that was going to inform people on how important it is to have an updated photograph. Because when law enforcement comes to you and you say, my child is missing, or my loved one, my pet, whoever is missing, the first thing they want is an updated photograph. And most people think that having a photograph in their phone is just fine, but it's not. They need a physical photograph of you. And if you have one in your phone, you have to take that time to download it, email it. You know, wherever you may be, it may not be a place for you to download, print, email, and all of that. So to have that physical photograph on you is important. But that didn't go so well. So then I had to reevaluate, and I came up with this.
Okay. So with you saying that about having an updated physical photo, how does that play in My Personal 911 app? Because technically, you still don't have a physical photo.
You are correct. When you initially download the app, you have to upload photographs of your loved ones. It could be your pet, your grandma, your children. So when you press that alert on your phone, it asks you who is missing. And you're going to push the picture of the person that's missing. When everyone else gets that alert, that photograph is going to come up on the screen with their demographics as well. So that's how the photograph plays a part.
Wow, this sounds absolutely awesome. This is so impressive. let me ask another question. So I actually have to have this app on my phone before I can participate in it?
Correct. The more people that have the app, the more effective it is. Because if only 20 people in your city has this app and download it, it's not going to be effective because, of course, it's more than 20 people in the grocery store at a time.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to bring you on my show so that you can tell people about this app so that they can get involved because this is amazing. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And I pray that no one close to us will ever have to use it. But in the event, you have the My Personal 911 app, correct? And did I hear you say pets?
Yes, I did say pets because, you know, pets become missing all the time when you're in the park playing. And I don't know the difference between one breed of dog and the next, and a lot of other people are the same way. So if you have a photograph of your pet and you can upload that to this app and your pet becomes missing, you can send out that signal and someone can start looking for that dog immediately.
That is awesome. You know what? It doesn't even have to be in the park. It can be like my little crazy dog sneaking out of the house and I didn't know it. So it's just amazing, I know. I want you to tell everybody where they can go to get this app or find out more information about this app. Can you do that for me?
Yes. Actually, it's not available right now. Now what I'm trying to do is raise funds for marketing. Also, I'm trying to create a buzz before I go ahead and launch the app as well. But they can go to www.mypersonal911.com and all the information is there.
Awesome. She said mypersonal911.com. And I do understand that it's not available right now. So what can someone do when they go to your website?
When they go to my website, they can actually forward it to their friends and family, let them know that it is the app that is coming out so they can kind of get used to that idea. They can also donate if they wish to my campaign as far as making sure this app gets out and as many people as possible actually download the app when it does come out.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for actually following through on a vision that you had. A lot of people don't do that. And I applaud you for actually taking the steps to put together a campaign to help everybody's life. This is an awesome app. I will bring you on again when this app totally blows up. And like you say, they first heard it on Socially Yours with your host, Jay Wilborn. And I want to thank Connie Osselbrook for coming on my show today. Thank you for your time. And thank you so much again for putting this app out there. And if you didn't get all that information, please check the BEG radio and television website. We will have all that information posted on there. Honey, thank you so much for coming on the show, and hopefully I'll have you back again soon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Connie Osterbrook, my personal 911.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autosponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more. Socially Yours.
Welcome to the second segment of Socially Yours, and you got me, Jay Wilborn, going into more detail about what you need to do to get started in social media. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a recap of what we went over last time on the show. I went on to explain what is social media marketing and social media networking, who's doing social media, why should you participate in social media? And today we're going to go over how do I get started and what do I need. And just as a quick recap of what we talked about last week, we discussed how social media marketing can be very intimidating to someone starting out, particularly because it's such a broad term and can be done in so many ways. We went over social media marketing is how you allow potential prospects to find you, and it enables you to socialize through the internet with your current clients, future prospects, which we also call leads, and business champions. Although the same components are there in marketing, social media has definitely changed the playing ground for how we do marketing and advertising, because as I mentioned last week, everybody at some point or time is participating in some sort of social media platform, be it Facebook, Yelp, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Somebody somewhere is participating, and you want to go where the people are going. You want to advertise where the people are. And I also covered why you should participate in social media. It's inexpensive. The platform allows you to market your business to potentially millions of people while you're sleeping. You never know who you're going to meet online that will change the destiny of your life and business for the better. It has a wealth of information. Not only can you give information, but you can glean from social media and gather and learn more information. You can listen to what your network is saying to consumers, either about your product or social media, whatever it is you're into. You can actually listen to what your network is saying to consumers. And it also helps you broaden conversations. What I mean by that, it helps you connect with current and potential customers that you would never possibly have the opportunity to do. Again, from a traditional brick-and-mortar building, when a customer comes in, they get what they have, and they leave. With social media, you can actually get their information, build a relationship, resolve any issue they may have, take some of the ideas that they may have and implement them. You know, it's so powerful, and I don't think you all realize how powerful social media can be for your business. Again, that's why I'm doing Socially Yours, powered by Build, Grow, and Enjoy Network, so that you can get the tools that you need to monetize social media for your business. So, today what I wanted to get into a little bit more is, what do you need to get started? I read a lot of social media books, and I compile notes based on those social media books. And one particular book that I had read, I can't remember, I read so many books, goes into detail about having a virtual briefcase. So let me tell you a little bit about what that virtual briefcase is and where you can keep it so that you have access to it at all times. Inside of your virtual briefcase, you're going to need a phenomenal headshot, a JPEG of your business logo if you have one. If you don't have a business logo, I would admonish upon you to get one. If you don't know where to start, there's some wonderful graphic artists online. You can even create your own logo design. Just do a couple of quick web searches on graphic design, logos, and it should pull up. Also, with inside this briefcase, you should have your web address, your business address, your business phone number, a digital camera, a video camera. Now let me go into a little bit more detail of what you're going to do and why you need this information, so that when you go to fill out information on your social media network, it'll all be in one location. You definitely want to be organized trying to do this. You want to have a business strategy when you get started. You want to set goals. You want to know your target audience. You want to gain new customers and then connect with existing customers. You want to go viral. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in this segment, about going viral and how you go about doing that. And you want to create an alert. And you want to have a checklist so, number one, you don't become overwhelmed, okay? Number two, you don't get distracted. Because when I first got started, I got distracted. I would be on Facebook and something would pop up on Twitter, and I'd go on the actual Twitter and I never finished the Facebook thing. So now in the morning I have my routine. I check my email. After I check my email and answer my emails or what may have you, I go to my Facebook. I look at my Facebook and see if anybody left me any messages, if I have any comments. I like them. I share stuff. I visit other sites that have the same content, talking about the same subjects that I'm talking about. I share their information, and I want to be a cheerleader for everybody in the social media arena. Once I'm done with Facebook and I have accepted all friend requests, respond to that person that requested your friendship. Make sure that you reply back to them. Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are. And a good example is, hi, put their name in there. Thank you so much for your friend request. I hope my post and my feed add some entertainment and value to your life. Please like my fan page and follow me on Twitter. you can say click the link below. You always want to give instructions as to what to do. Because if you don't, they won't do it. I've seen it so many times in this business. If you don't specifically say do this or do that, it will not happen. They will read it, close it, and keep it moving. I give my website information, my Facebook fan page, my Twitter information, my radio information. I mean, it's just something you want to do. You want them to be able to go to where you are so they can hear what you have to share. Again, it's broadening that conversation. And you want to make sure that you take advantage each and every time you're given an opportunity to share your brand, your product, your service with someone on a social media platform. Do not overexert yourself. You want to take your time. You want to make sure that you do it right, because on Twitter, if you get on there and start doing the wrong thing, it's like social media suicide. Because the people on Twitter are not so very forgiving. You just want to make sure you pace yourself and you remain consistent. I even tell people, when you first get on these social media networks, yes, invite those people that know you. You definitely want to do that. Invite your friends and family. When it comes to building, take your time and share other people's information. Retweet, requote, restate other people's information. You want to build an audience. You want to build relationships. You want to engage with other people. So don't rush things. I got to get a whole bunch of clients, or I got to get a whole bunch of followers. No, you want to take your time and get to know that person. Same thing with social media. Take your time, get to know your audience, get to know who you're going after. Take the time to build that relationship and engage with people, because eventually you do that properly, they will become your business champion, hands down. I have a bunch of different verbiage that I utilize, just, you know, letting them know, yes, I got your message, because, you know, you'll be amazed at how when you reply to somebody, what kind of crap that gives you, because you took the time out to respond to them. And again, that's posturing yourself for success. And I'm so big on making sure that you put yourself in a position where you can make a difference, sway a decision to purchase or buy your product or service. See, that's very simple. Okay, let's go back to our strategy, our business strategy, on what to do to get when you get started. Set your goals. Create a kind of a checklist, a spreadsheet, so that you can follow it. Stick to it. Don't spend too much time on it. If you're going to participate in social media marketing, make sure you do it very quickly. Just look to see if anybody sends any kind of emails, send requests, Twitter ads. You're going to know your target audience. Know who you want to market your products and services to. Make sure you have it trickled down as far as you can, because you want to make sure that you have a niche and that you focus on the prize that you're trying to attain. Focus, focus. And you want to gain those new customers. You want to gain their trust. So in gaining their trust, start a conversation with them, build that relationship, engage with them. I know I keep saying it, but I need you to get it. You have to build a relationship, engage. A lot of small businesses are like, I don't get it. This is it. Engagement, build a relationship, get to know them. Just be very transparent, because if you're trying to be all about the business and just shove your business down their throat, they'll see you coming a mile away and they'll shut it down. Don't want to do that. You want to connect with existing customers. There's so much strategy out there to do that. You want to set up a QR code in your business, in your office. And we'll talk about QR codes later. It's called Quick Response. Have you seen those little squares that have all the squiggly and graphics and stuff on it? That's called a QR code, and you can actually scan it with your phone and have programmed within that side of that quick response, either going to your website or going to a fan page or going to your Twitter. Just go somewhere so that they can participate in the conversation that you're having on social media. You can set it up to do almost anything, but again, you want to connect with existing customers. You can use that. You can set up contests and use incentives, have a sign-up sheet in your business or your office, or even online or on your web page or on your fan page. Or you can even have a mobile marketing network set up, and mobile marketing is huge. And let me explain to you why. Everybody has some type of cell phone, smartphone, tablet. They're always having it and they're always on it. Why not market to those people that have that? So you want to utilize that as well. And we're going to, actually I might have a specialist come on and talk to you more about mobile marketing and how beneficial it is to small businesses. A lot of people are missing out on that. It's not new, it's just foreign. You know, it's just, okay, what is this? You know, so it's like trying to figure something out for the very first time. You want to do it, but it's overwhelming, and you have to learn a lot about it, but then you know it's beneficial to you. You know you got to do it, but you kind of procrastinate doing it. I think that's a lot of business owners out there. They don't participate in social media marketing, period, because they don't understand it. And again, that's why I'm here with you today on Socially Yours on the BGE Radio Network. Tell them that you are participating in social media now and that you would, that you'd be honored if they liked your page or followed you on Twitter. If you don't have that, simply put a sign up saying, please like my page or follow me on Twitter. QR codes, which is quick response codes. I know you guys have seen them. They're all the little squares with all the fancy little graphics on it that you can scan with your smartphone. Put a QR code. If you don't know how to do that, my company can do it for you, or you can definitely take the time out to go online and research it yourself. It's really not that difficult. There's so many other strategies that I could share with you, and one show that I'm going to do is just going to be strictly on strategy. So, going viral. I know a lot of you have wondered about what is going viral. Is it a virus? Is it something that you give to somebody else? Well, yes, it is. It's just not a sickness or a bug that you give to people. It's definitely contagious. Well, according to Wikipedia, it is an object or pattern that is able to induce some agents to replicate it, resulting in many copies being produced and spread around. It's just taking something and giving it to people and have them give it to other people. That's all going viral is. It's simple to do. You just ask for somebody to share it, and most of the time they do. If you ask them, they'll do it. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. Thank you so much for your time and your undivided attention. I look forward to giving you more information about social media and how to monetize it. Again, like I said, social media is so broad and diverse, but you have to participate in it. On my next show, I'm going to have Ross Dixon. He is out of Atlanta. He has a company called Diamond Roots, and they are a branding company, and I want to bring him on. But until next time, this is Jay Wilborn, and I am Socially Yours. Thank you for listening to Socially Yours, powered by BGE Radio.
We'd like to thank you for joining in to Socially Yours. Please tune in next time to Socially Yours with your host, Jamie Wilborn. Socially Yours is brought to you by BGE Radio. Sound and audio by Unauthorized.